Alan Smith, you have been an MEP. How long now have you been an MEP?
15 years now. I was elected first in 2004. Look what it's done to me. And hopeful of a good result tonight. Obviously winning in terms of winning the most votes nationwide. But this has been a strange election altogether, and we're midway through the counting as we speak, so let's see what the results actually show. So this was sold on a false premise, and we need to go back into this, and I feel entirely justified in fighting this. We can revoke Article 50. I took the UK government, along with others, to the European Court of Justice to establish that we can revoke Article 50 unilaterally without consequences. There's also the idea of a second EU referendum on the question. So there are ways out of this. None of this is inevitable. So
how can you go back? How can you actually revoke Article 50 and then turn around to the... Well, Nigel Farage said last week it was the forgotten million of people in Scotland who voted to leave. How can you go back to them with a straight face and say, this is what we're going to do and your votes don't count? Is that what you're telling them?
I'm not telling anybody their votes didn't count, but I've been knocking doors nationwide the last few weeks and indeed the last few years reaching out to Leave voters. And in my experience, a lot of people who voted Leave, in Scotland especially, did so on the basis of specific promises. It was, we'll get the fishing grounds back, we'll have £350 million for the NHS, I want democracy as close to me as possible, I want to be out of the UK, I also want to be out of the EU because I want proper independence. All of that stuff's in the mix. But whatever people voted for in Leave, it assuredly wasn't this. And what we need to do is stop it, revoke Article 50. That won't stop the conversation. The UK and Scotland needs to have a proper conversation about where we fit in the world, how we want to interact with the wider continent and the wider world indeed. But we need to get rid of the vague, airy promises, and sadly we're seeing too much of that from people. I want to talk about the nuts and bolts of how we interact with the rest of the world, with the rest of these islands. And Brexit, there's no good news for Scotland in this. There's no good news for independence in this either. So revoking Article 50 is the cleanest way out.
Do you think you shoulder any of the blame for Brexit, having been an MEP for such a long time? And perhaps some people might level some blame at you and your colleagues, that perhaps you could have been reforming the EU from within?
Sure. Remember, Scotland voted to remain, so the bit of the world I represent voted significantly to remain in the EU, so I'll take the point, but not cry myself to sleep over it. We do need to explain how the EU works. We do need to explain why it's in people's interests. We also need to debunk the myths and the lies. Even on the doorstep, literally 2 days ago, somebody was berating me for the fact that the EU's accounts haven't been signed off for 300 years. Yes, they have. This is a lie that has gone unchallenged. And I will take my responsibility in that. Now, I've got scotlandineurope.eu. I've got a weekly update that goes out each week. But we need to do more, and we need to get our act together that it's absolutely unacceptable to take the credit for an EU decision, which is popular, but blame the EU for anything that is unpopular. And we need.
You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.